kids, are you ready? Are you sure? For music trivia, three rounds in store. It's head to head, who's going to war? Are you ready to settle the score? I said, are you ready to settle the score?
Hey, welcome into Settle the Score. I'm your host, Matt Nose, joined as always by the musical director, the one and only Mr. Andy Merriweather. How are you, buddy?
Happy New Year, Matt.
Happy New Year.
Happy holidays. I hope you had a great one. Everything good your end? Everyone have a good time?
Yeah, no complaints. It was a solid holiday season. Had a birthday, turned another year older.
When's your birthday?
The 28th.
No way. Happy birthday. I must have known that at some point over the last few years. Mine was yesterday.
Happy birthday to you as well.
I didn't know our birthdays were so close. That seems weird that we hadn't figured that out in 3 years. But anyway, happy birthday. My 40th now coincides with Jaws's 50th. So Anna and I were at dinner for my birthday discussing potentially a summer visit to Martha's Vineyard for the 50th anniversary. Apparently they're going to do a big thing there.
Okay, interesting.
It's my favorite movie, so so that should be fun. But it feels weird to think that I'm 40 in a year. I still feel very immature. So I don't know. The years and the maturity don't really align. But but we'll be all right. It was a really nice Christmas over here. Ezra really got it. He really understood, which is really cool.
Nice.
Yeah. And I did a couple of things like technology wise. Like I took a photo of our front door, took a screen grab of our Ring doorbell, and then like asked an AI app to have Santa like fly through the sky on it. I showed him that in the morning, watched it like 50 times in a row. Couldn't believe it. And then Anna and him had set out carrot and mince pie milk for Santa and the reindeer. And then I did a video of a reindeer like eating the carrot, superimposed it.
Mince pies for Santa?
Is it like cookies would be the traditional thing?
Cookies is what we do here.
Yeah, so it was either just use one of the mince pies that we had many of, or go buy cookies. And it was just like, Santa's going to have a mince pie. He's only like 22 months old, so it was like, whatever.
Yeah, he doesn't know at this point.
But he beelined for it. When we got up the next day, Christmas Day, he beelined for the tray. He wanted to know. And I've got this great photo of Anna taking a whopping bite out of a carrot and spitting it back into her hand. And I was like, your first like proper like motherly Christmas duty. It was really nice, you know. It was lovely. We had such a nice time. And then we hosted and had incredible food and blah, blah, blah. And it was great. Really enjoyed it. And it was a nice break for the show. It was nice to have a break and really kind of miss it and get back to the keys this week.
And now we've come up with an entirely new format, so it's a different type of stress entirely.
In a way, I mean, we should get into that, right? But in a way, I needed the time. I needed to figure out how I was going to do this thing. So why don't you take it away and explain to people what we've got going on?
Well, so because we have three guys who have excelled, and I think that's even underselling it, at the game itself. They're all three the champions of the scornaments that we've done, hence the name Champions Championship of Championships. It's a great, ridiculous title. We decided to mix things up. So today is an homage to Jeopardy. There's going to be four categories. Point values are 100 to 500. If you get the question wrong, you lose the points. They can bounce around to anywhere on the board that they want to go. And we'll have to, keep track as best we possibly can as to what's been used and what hasn't been used. And then there's a final Jeopardy round. We got daily doubles. We got all of it.
It all means nothing to me.
It all does mean nothing to you.
But I'm excited.
So we're going to go ahead and bring the guys in. We'll give an explanation of the categories and everything else that's coming thereafter. And all right, so let's go ahead and get it off. We're going to bring them in order of who was champion first versus who was champion third. So first up, returning, it's been way too long. This man is a murderer of the game. It just crushes it. So please help us welcome back to the show, the one and only Mr. Houston Bodily. Houston, how are you?
Great. Happy to be here. I was feeling a bit like an outsider coming into this game. There is a Matt and Andy already on the screen with me. There's another Matt and Andrew to come. You guys are the two hosts. We have two Scanlon brothers coming. So I'm taking on the moniker of the people's champion this game. Letting you know, you don't have to be a Matthew or Andrew derivative. You don't have to be a Scanlon. You don't even have to have a birthday within the last 2 weeks. So I'm representing the people today.
Great.
Smart. Smart. Way to appeal to them. Get them on your side.
Think of me as an underdog.
Sure. Sure.
I'm the story you should be cheering for.
Well, your first competitor is one of the hated Scanlons, apparently. So please help us welcome back to the show, Mr. Matt Scanlon. Matt, how are you?
Good, guys. Good to see you. Love how you're the underdog with the highest score of all of us that have played this game.
Nobody knows this for sure.
Oh, that's right. No. Yeah. Fuzzy math.
That's true. Matt is, or Houston is the keeper of the records. So
that's true. Yeah. He carries that one a little bit too much.
Yeah. For the sake of today, those are fudge numbers. So don't worry about it.
And our third and final opponent was the third champion of the scornament. Please help us welcome back Mr. Andrew Scanlon. How are you?
Doing well. Always glad to be back. I've got my ass kicked by one of these guys. Can't wait to get kicked by the other one. Let's go.
I was a little concerned coming into this that there might be some sabotage with the Scanlons colluding together, but it sounds like there's more bitter resentment between them. So I'm just going to keep in the fair on that one.
I think it's an advantage for sure.
That's right. Our Christmas was really rocky. It was
zero.
All the rough conversations around the tree.
Didn't even look at him.
Houston, should we just for the record books, consider this one a huge asterisk, considering the lowest point value is 100.
I don't know.
I guess we'll see who wins, whether or not it makes the actual list.
Yeah.
Like an I score 190, the highest score 2000.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that's fine.
And as Andy told you guys off air, we got help from a bunch of different patrons putting this together. They came up with great ideas for categories for various movies, and then contributions within the categories. So our thanks to Ken Whitehurst, Eric Grebner, Juan Reyes, Troy, Josh Sachs, Joe Farrelly, Brandy Parker, and Melissa Woody for all your help putting the show together. We thank you so much.
Yeah, they were awesome.
We applaud you now, but if it really doesn't go away, then I rescind that.
Gonna be some strongly worded messages in the WhatsApp after this game.
It's all right. Once again, as Andy told you, there's a second group, so they can just talk shit nonstop.
Yeah. I feel there were so many ideas, as you saw, Matt, when I was pulling them all into the Google Docs, and some of the finest ideas. You just obviously can't use everything, otherwise it would be a 3-day tournament. But it was just unbelievable, the ideas, and I feel horrible on some of the omitted ones that you just can't do everything. It's just incredible stuff. The four categories we've got are brilliant, but there were 20 categories, I think, they came up with.
Yeah, some real bangers.
Oh, just incredible. And yeah, maybe for use down the line, but yeah, so good.
All right, gentlemen, your four categories are Nepo babies. So in this one, we'll give you the clue. Andy will play it. And you have to give us the movie plus any potential person, just one, in the film itself that is a Nepo baby. So you got to give us the film plus one individual from it. There could be seven. You just got to give us one.
So if we don't guess the correct Nepo baby, we don't get any points.
No. It could be any Nepo baby. But if you guess incorrectly, like you can't think of who the Nepo baby is, you don't get any points. You lose the points.
For the people watching and Not for me, obviously. Can we get the definition of Nepo baby, please?
Nepo baby, well, I mean, just generationally. So someone came before them. There's
an actor, actress.
Actor, actress. Uh-huh. Or I guess hypothetically director or whatnot, but we're just going to actors and actresses.
Okay. Relativity. And
they have a relative that preceded them. Yeah. A parent that preceded them. It could be a third generation type of situation where they have a grandfather and a parent.
Yeah.
Have to be in the movies as famous? Could they be famous in some other area?
No, they have to be from the movies.
Okay.
Hilarious that the only Nepo baby on the stream is the one that asked the question, eh? had a relative that came before him.
Yeah, that's true.
That is true. Right?
Your second category is Houston, we have a problem.
Wow. Beautiful. I feel very honored.
It's going to be all space movies set in space.
Houston set in space. Okay, gotcha.
Houston set in space. Third category is Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? The movies about brothers. And your fourth category is Before and After, which we gave you an explanation of, but we'll do it for the listeners and viewers right now. And the way this works is I will give a clue and Andy will play a song. The clue will hint at the first part of the movie or the first movie. The song will hint at the second movie. You have to combine them for one entire long sequence. So the example that we gave you beforehand is the clue would be A Whale of a Tale and Andy would play Pure Imagination and the answer would be Free Willy Wonka.
And the chocolate factory.
Sure. Sure.
Can't forget about the chocolate
factory. I think we would be lenient on that one so long as you got Free Willy Wonka. But we do have two daily doubles in there. And if you manage to guess one of those before you have any points, you can play for the amount of points it's set at all the way up to double its points. But if you get it and you already have some points on board, then you just got to play with the points you have available. But you can bet as much as you like of your own points. And don't forget, gentlemen, if you get the question wrong, you lose the points. So, Houston, we determined off air that you have first choice. So you have four categories. Nepo babies, Houston, we have a problem. Oh, brother, where art thou? And before and after 100 and through 500, where would you like to start?
I got to go with the namesake. So if we got a problem, I've got a solution for 100.
All right, Houston, we have a problem for 100 on this one. I will give a clue. Andy will begin playing and buzz in with your name. If you think you have the answer, your clue for number one is how many times must we save this man?
Didn't know what time it was.
Houston.
The Martian.
That is correct for 100 points.
It was close.
Basically just waiting to see if it was the Martian or Interstellar.
I was doing the same thing.
It was Matt Damon.
All right. So, Houston, you now have control of the board. You have 100 points. And you have the four categories. Where would you like to go next?
We have a problem for 200.
Houston, we have a problem for 200. It is your clue for 200 is course correction. Course correction.
Matt. Apollo 13.
That is correct for 100 points. 200. Thank you. 200 points for Matt, 100 for Houston. Andrew, it's yet to get on the board, but we're only two questions in. All right, Matt, you now have control. We have Nepo babies. Houston, we have a problem. Oh, brother, where art thou? And before and after, where would you like to go next?
Let's give before and after a go for one.
All right, before and after for 100. And don't forget, I will give the clue. And that is the first movie. Andy's song is the second movie. And you have to combine the two of them to give us the one long title of the two movies combined. For 100 in Before and After, your clue is He's in for the long haul. He's in for the long haul. Andrew.
Over the Top Gun.
That is correct for 100 points. Way to be, Andrew.
Oh. Wow.
Nice job.
Oh, right there.
All right. That makes the score. Matt has 200 and Houston and Andrew both have 100. And Andrew, you have control, sir. Where would you like to go?
Let's try out Nepo Babies for 100.
All right. Nepo Babies for 100. And don't forget, you have to give us a Nepo Baby that is in this. So any actor or actress, there could be several to choose from. It's your choice, but you just got to give us one.
But also the movie.
And also the movie. Your clue is the gang's all here. The gang's all here.
Wake up in the morning.
Houston.
Houston.
Young Guns 2, and I'm going to say Charlie Sheen.
That is incorrect.
Andrew.
Andrew said his name first.
Young Guns
Houston,
2.
Young Guns 2. Houston
and,
loses the point.
Let's go with Kiefer Sutherland.
That is correct for 100 points. Charlie Sheen is not in 2. I'll double check that now, though. I will double check that.
I trust you. I haven't seen it. He sounded like he was in the movie to me. So
nice pull for 2 instead of 1, by the way.
I'm a fan of Bon Jovi, so I knew
I was going to
two based on the Bon Jovi song.
Yeah, I think Estevez is also in it, right?
He's in one of them.
I yeah.
Can't he's for sure in the first one.
Estevez is in 2.
Okay.
And you had Sutherland to choose from. I do not see Charlie Sheen on the IMDb because it could be totally like listed fine. Lower. There was a flashback or something. No, I don't see his name.
There's never a challenge from me.
Well, I just want to make sure that I'm not screwing you out of 100 points because you lost the points on that.
I'm just going for the underdog story. I'm back to 0. We're going to crawl my way back.
Fight your way back.
Oh, I keep forgetting about the negative points. Shit.
Yeah.
All right. So that makes it 200 for Andrew, 200 for Matt, and 0 for Houston. And Andrew, you now have control of the board, sir. Where would you like to go next?
Let's do Brothers for 300.
Brothers for 300. Your clue for the 300 level is... What's up, Doc? What's up, Doc?
Houston. Tombstone.
That is correct for 300 points. Just like that, he takes the lead, baby. The people's champion.
I was thinking about it. I feel like in every time I've played this game up to now, Matt has always threatened me with negative points. And so I'm beginning to think this is all one big conspiracy to actually give me negative points.
Man, it sucks when someone points out you only got one fucking tune and you sing it too much, you know? All right. Houston takes the lead by 100 points and also has control. Sir, where would you like to go next?
For organizational sake, let's get Oh Brother for 100.
All right. Oh Brother. Oh Brother for 100. It is. Your clue on this is meet your new family. Meet your new family. Ooh, still there. Here we go.
Cuanto vivo so
at.
Step Brothers.
That is correct for 100 points. Son of a bitch.
Oh, and I wanted to hear Andy sing the
Conte Partiro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Avaldi or
yeah, whatever that one is.
All right. With that, Matt ties up Houston 300 to 300. Andrew has 200. And Matt has control. Where would you like to go next?
Let's go Nepo Babies 200.
All right. Nepo Babies for 200. Your clue is guess who? Guess who?
Andrew
started his name first.
So that is the Batman.
Okay.
And the Nepo baby in that movie is Zoe Kravitz.
Good. Correct for 100 points. Yeah.
Didn't know if you got there.
I was like, it's a Catwoman. What's her name?
That was for 200 points. So Andrew takes the lead 400 to 300 to 300. All right. Andrew, where would you like to go next?
Let's do before and after for 200, please.
All right. Before and after for 200. Your clue is glasses uncover, beauty discovered. Glasses uncovered, beauty discovered.
She's All That Thing You Do.
That is correct for 200 points.
Nice.
Houston now has the lead at 500 points to Matt's 300 to Andrew's 400. And Houston, where would you like to go next?
Oh, Brother for 200.
Oh, Brother for 200. It is. Your clue is a pyramid scheme. A pyramid scheme.
Many nights we pray.
Prince of Egypt.
That is correct for 200 points. All right. Houston now has 700 points to Matt's 300 to Andrew's 400. Mr. Bodily, where are we going next? All the ones and 200s are now gone.
We have a problem for 300.
Houston, we have a problem for 300. It is. Your clue is fan service. Fan service.
Houston. Galaxy Quest.
Galaxy Quest is correct for 300 points. Gives you an even 1,000. All right. Houston, where would you like to go next?
Nepo Baby for 300.
Nepo Baby for 300. It is. Your clue is I wear my sunglasses at night. I wear my sunglasses at night.
Oh, the joke was never hard.
Matt.
Oh, crap.
I see a nipple, baby.
Ray Jamie Foxx.
That is incorrect.
Andrew?
Andrew.
Blues Brothers, John Belushi?
Also incorrect. So you both lose 300 points. Houston.
So two questions. One, if I neglect to guess, can I avoid losing points?
Yeah, if you don't guess, no points will be lost.
Okay, then second question, can Andy keep playing?
I would say no. I would say no, just because they've already lost points. It seems an unfair advantage that you would get more at this point.
Double punishment.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't catch what song it was yet, so I'm going to neglect guessing.
All right. All right. No guesses made, and unfortunately, both Matt and Andrew lost 300 points. That was Rocket Man. Rocket Man.
Oh, the original song.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the Nepo Baby with Bryce Dallas Howard.
I didn't recognize that first.
I didn't remember she was in that movie.
She plays his mom. All right, with doing all this, trying to keep tabs, I don't recall who picked that last one.
I think it was Houston.
Okay, so Houston, you have choice still, sir.
Before, after for 300.
Before and after for 300, it is. Your clue is Goblin. Up your enemies. Goblin, up your enemies.
Una palabra, no dice nada. Y al mismo tiempo, le esconde todo. Igual que el viento, que esconde el agua. Como las flores, que esconde el oro.
I'm sure that was impeccable. I have no idea.
Nobody wants to take a guess on that? If not, I mean, it's worth 300 points. So if you got it wrong, you would lose the 300 points.
Yeah, I got nothing on that.
Goblin, up your enemies. Andrew?
Oh, there's a lot of ideas, but I can't pull the second. I don't know the Spanish song. I could think for a while, but I don't got anything right now.
All right. We will move on then. That is Spider-Man on Fire. Spider-Man on Fire.
It's Spider-Man of La Mancha.
I figured it was Spider-Man.
I went through also Lord of the Rings and Hobbit secondary title. It was like Return of the King something, Two Towers something, Desolation of Smaug something.
I was about to ask if they could be flipped, so it could be like Pan's Labyrinth or something. Got the Spanish, but
all right, so no points there. Houston, you chose that, so you still have control. Where would you like to go next? We have 400 and 500s for all categories.
We have a problem for 400.
All right, for 400, your clue is searching for our beginning. Finding our end.
Matt.
Matt.
Alien Covenant.
That is incorrect. And you lose 400. Houston. You're negative 400. Houston.
Prometheus.
That is correct for 400 points.
Wow, that's the one I was trying to remember.
Wow.
Yeah, said the wrong one.
All right, Houston, you have a choice.
Let's go next. Do Oh Brother for 400.
Oh Brother for 400, it is. Your clue is A More Perfect Union. A More Perfect Union.
Houston. On the Waterfront.
That is correct for 400 points. All right, Houston. You still have choice. Where are we going?
Nepo Babies for 400.
Nepo Babies for 400. It is... That is our daily double sound effect.
I was like, Angie, you're not on mute. You're not on mute.
All right, so this is for Houston alone. What would you like to bid on this?
Can you remind me what the current scores are?
A lot of
see how badly we're getting beat.
Houston, you have 1,800. Matt has negative 400, and Andrew has 100.
Yeah! Second place. Second place.
This is going to be boring. I'll just bet 100.
All right, he is betting 100 points. So if you get it wrong, you lose 100. You get it right, you get 100. Your clue on number four then is sleuthsayer. Sleuthsayer.
Houston.
Okay.
Knives Out, Jamie Lee Curtis.
That's correct for 100 points.
I just saw an Honest trailer making fun of Nepo babies, and Jamie Lee Curtis was like one of the examples they used. And when you said sleuthsayer, Knives Out went to my head. And so I was like, I'm just going to take a shot at it. Might as well.
Impressive.
Yeah, fair enough. Look, it worked out for you. All right. So Houston, you now have 1,900, and you also have choice. Where would you like to go next?
Let's do before after for 400.
All right.
Oh no, I'm sorry. I think it moved.
You might be correct. You might be correct. That's all right. We will adhere to the original on the original chart. This was the other daily double.
Yeah, I had it in my head. Sorry, I scrolled down. Sorry.
All right, Houston, your second daily double. What would you like to bid?
Let's just do 100 again.
All right, 100 it is. Your clue is hazy, stupid love. Hazy, stupid love.
Don't lose your way with each passing day. You've come so far, don't throw it away. Live believing dreams are for weaving, wonders waiting to start. Live your story. Faith, hope, and glory. Hold to the truth in your heart. If we hold on together, we know our dreams will never die.
I know what movie the song's from. I'm struggling with the first clue.
Okay.
Just thinking out loud.
Sure.
If anyone cared.
Hazy Stupid Love was the first clue. What's your guess, sir?
Oh, yeah, this is just me.
This is just you.
Okay, sorry. I was kind of waiting for the other two to pipe in, so I could coach their
phone. Nope, this is just for you.
Oh, okay, that's embarrassing. Someone said this on the show once. Once you tie a clue to a movie, you can't get that movie out of your head. And so with Hazy Stupid Love, I keep thinking Silver Linings Playbook, but that's like a very hard one to tie to The Land Before Time, which is where the song is from. And I can't think of a song movie that ends with The Land currently. So I don't know. Silver Linings Playbook, The Land Before Time.
That's incorrect. That is incorrect. It is La La Land Before Time.
Oh, okay. That's a really good clue.
All right, so we have all the 500s left. Houston, you have your choice. One through all the categories, where would you like to go?
Let's do, we have a problem for 500.
All right. Houston, we have a problem for 500. Your clue is a minor issue. A minor issue.
Andrew. Armageddon.
Incorrect. Although I like, you know, I like where your head's at with that. Sure.
But that Andrew 100 loses. Wasn't getting me anywhere. So I had to try.
You lose 500 points. You're not tied with your brother for negative 400.
All right, screw it. Let's just go, Matt.
Matt.
Moon.
That is correct for 500 points. Oh, nice. Get them back on the positive side.
Nice.
All right, and Matt, you now have choice. We have three categories left. What would you like next?
Let's go brother.
All right, brother for five. Your clue is fighting with my family. Fighting with my family.
Houston. Warrior.
That is correct for 500 points. Nice job.
I had the fighter stuck in my head. I'm like, that's not right. It's in the clue.
And technically, he's his manager. He's not fighting him. That's my Will Actually moment.
Well, they're brothers, are they not? And they fight.
Yeah. I guess they argue with each other. They're not in the ring boxing.
Are they not? I thought the whole thing was they end up in the cage together.
Yeah, they end up in the cage. The last fight.
In Warriors, yes.
The fighter.
There was sorry. Still abuse of that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was challenging. Yeah.
I'm glad we got that sorted out. And I didn't look like an idiot there.
You take your points and you like it.
All right, Houston, we have Nepo babies or we have before and after. Which would you like for 500 points?
Let's do Nepo babies.
All right, Nepo babies it is. Your clue is reversing course. Reversing course.
Okay.
It is Tenet, and it is John David Washington.
That is correct for 500 points.
Good pull.
Oh, very good.
All right. We have one left. It is before and after. And your clue for this is Hans Across America. Hans Across America.
Done to me.
Hans Across America. I wish I could give you a clue to the song, but I cannot. I cannot.
Right.
Does anybody want to take a guess at this?
Why not, Matt?
All right, Matt.
Die Hard Target.
That is correct for 500 points.
Wow.
Nice job.
I had Die Hard, but I couldn't get it.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I've never heard of Hard Target, so I wasn't getting that. Good job.
It's a Jean-Claude Van Damme, John Woo joint.
Oh, a classic. Oh,
yeah.
Well done, Matt.
Are there doves?
All right, so that ends it. It is 2,800 points for Houston, 600 for Matt, and Andrew has negative 400.
Do I still get to play?
We'll let you play in this last one, but you cannot. God. You can't. Your betting is pointless.
Just
all of our betting is pointless right now.
No, kind of. Unless Houston decides to go balls to the wall, we'll find out. All
It'd
right,
be real risky of me. But as who knows? Whole surprises.
We'll find out momentarily. All right, so this is the final round. I will give the category, and then you guys will place your bets as to how many points you want to wager. Once you reveal what you want to wager, I will then give a clue, and Andy is going to play a medley of five songs. You have to give us all the movies that correspond to those five songs in the medley. So your category is summer blockbusters. Summer blockbusters.
So if you get it right, it just doubles the points you bid, correct?
No. So if you bid 500, you win 500. So it would add 500 on top of what you had, or subtract.
You're right. What you're saying is what I meant to ask, and I didn't ask it properly.
It's all right. So Houston, we'll start with you since you have 28. What are you bidding?
I was going to just lower it just so if Matt does get it right and I don't, I'll still win, but it can look closer. You feel better about it.
Thanks for the pick.
So I was going to bid 1,500.
All right, 1,500 it is. Matt, what are you bidding? The full six?
I'll go all in.
All right, 600 for Matt.
Oh, I definitely misunderstood that. Too late. I guess it's on the line.
No, if you lost, you'd have 1,300. So you win no matter what.
Oh, I wrote down what his score would be if he bet all 600. That's what it was. Never mind. I'm just getting in my own head. We're okay.
Come on, Houston. Make it a tie.
Yeah.
Let me hear it.
I'm a coward. And this is for the people. Let's remember this.
All right. And Andrew, you are playing for pride at this point.
But I bet one thumbs up and two attaboys.
There you go.
I want that on the record sheet.
Which would get you to 0 points. We'll totally out. All right, so once again, I will give a clue, and Andy is going to play a medley of all five songs. You have to give us the five movies that it corresponds to. You can hear it more than once if you like. Just request it. Your clue is, I am your father figure. I am your father figure. And this is in the category of summer blockbusters. Here is your medley of five songs. Thank you. Does anyone want to hear that again?
Can we request specific segments or just the whole thing again?
How many of you want to hear the whole thing again?
I think I would.
I thought he was going to break it up into.
I got lost when the transitions happened.
Yeah, I think it needs to be the whole thing. That's the tricky.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it was a good blend, but.
Okay. So the whole thing again, Houston. Yeah.
Yes, please.
Can you like say 1, 2, 3 when you're changing?
Oh no.
It was a question.
No, that's the tough part. Okay.
Okay. Fair enough.
Seems like we might have made this a little too tough.
I got mine.
If it's too tough, I'll.
I mean, it sounded great. Like,
yeah, no,
that was beautifully put together. Like, that's Matt, amazing.
Matt, presumably you can hear the different elements.
I can. I would say the third one is tough.
Okay. Do you want to like hold a finger up or something as I'm playing to
sure. Sure.
Okay, we'll do it.
I've got my answers if everyone else has theirs.
Okay.
So I'm ready to share.
I could hear it one more time if that's okay.
Okay.
All right, let's do it. Let's do it with Matt holding up the parts.
Does everybody have their answers written down?
Good to go.
I don't have a full answer, but
yeah, worse.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Houston, we'll start with you since you are in the lead. You bet 1,500 of your 2,800. What five movies did you choose?
Okay, I did The Lion King, and then Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
Okay,
and then the third one is in both Terminator and Terminator 2. The first one has its father. The second one has a father figure. So I'm going to challenge it if it's wrong and you're looking for one specifically. That's my one caveat. And then Star Trek 2009 and then The Empire Strikes Back.
That is correct for 1,500 points.
Good for me.
Thanks.
For, Matt, did you have...
I had Star Trek and Empire.
Those are the two? Okay.
Yeah, those are the two. And then once you said Indiana Jones, like, shit, that's the
Yeah, the T2 one was, I think, pretty tough. Andrew, did you manage to come up with it?
Yeah, Star Trek. I had Endgame on one. I thought one of the Spider-Man or whatever with, like, obviously wrong. But I had Star Trek and Empire for the last two.
All right. Well, that means Houston is the champion of the championship of championships. Congratulations, sir.
Thanks, guys. Well, this is, again, for the people. So the Melissa Woodies, the Eric Krebners, the Juan Reyeses, the Joe Fairleys, all the good fans of this show, this is your win.
Great clues and category structure and everything. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Tough. Yeah. Very, very tough. I think that's the hardest game put together.
Yeah, that was...
This was challenging.
As it escalated up the fours and 500s, it gets tough.
Yeah.
This was super fun. Yeah. I would gladly do this format again and love to see other people do it.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll be putting this show together again anytime soon. Never say never, but it takes a lot, more work.
Maybe the champion of champions of championship of whatever gets to curate an entire Jeopardy episode.
Just made that alert. I have had it.
I think delegation's a better reward.
You take a category, Angel take category.
The Scanlon brothers can work on this one as well.
Your Patreon subscription increases as well. You know, some cool things for winning.
Well, it was a lot of fun. Thank you to the three of you for joining us. Congrats on your championship wins and for going down a new format with us and trying something new, almost sight unseen for all three of you. But Houston, as champion, sir, the floor is yours to say, plug, promote, do whatever you like, but take it away.
First, thanks again for coordinating this. I know you put a lot of extra effort into this format and it was awesome. So thank you so much for that and for just creating this awesome environment that so many fans can participate and play. It's really special, really incredible. Matt and Andrew, thanks for being the awesome contestants, players you are. I think you are the greatest clue givers of this show, as referenced by the fact that your names come up more often than the other Matt and Andys in this show. and you guys are geniuses at that and super nice people. I was really looking forward to playing with you guys. I do have a thing to promote, which is my board game Invictus. It is a sci-fi Greek mythology deck builder game. We have been in talks with a publisher for the last several months, and so it has been unavailable during those times while we get logistics worked out. But by the end of this month, it should be available on Amazon. But for the Settle the Score patrons, I will make a special deal that if you want to reach out to me directly through Discord, I can get it to you for wholesale value. So it would be $20 instead of $45, which you normally get on Amazon or in a store or whatever when we get things launched with our publisher. And that's specifically just because this is an awesome environment of fans that you've made with this show. I really like being a part of this community. So thank you guys so much.
That's really kind of you. In second place, Mr. Matt Scanlon with 0 points, sir, but you are second. Say, plug, promote, do whatever you like.
Hey, yeah. Zero is still number two, so. Yeah.
No, it counts.
No, it's great to play against these two. Like, yeah, playing against Andrew again and Houston, you kicked my ass one time before and you did this time too, so I appreciate that, buddy. But no, it's super fun being on here. Like you guys have made a great community, as Houston was saying, like, just like love being a part of it. So hope maybe this format comes back later on. Like it was a good twist to everything, so thank you too, appreciate it.
Let's be clear, Matt, the people kicked your ass.
The people kicked my ass.
No, you guys are great. I came in just super ready to shoot off as quickly as I could just because I know you guys are tough competition.
Andrew, sir, what about you?
I mean, you can call me Nostradamus now because I said Matt kicked my ass. Now Houston's kicked my ass. No, as always, anytime I get to play, I'm happy as a clam. Always enjoy getting another rematch with Matt, playing Houston for the first time. And dude, you are no joke, as Matt said. You are the king of kings, as they would say around here. But yeah, as everyone's already said, the community is great. I look forward to anytime somebody posts them in the Discord on the WhatsApp. It makes my day that much a little bit better just getting to talk with you guys and communicate and all that good stuff. But yeah, nothing really to promote. Stay healthy in the new year. Take care of yourselves. Listen to your body. That's the nurse in me speaking. But other than that, be kind to one another. That's all I can really say.
It's a good sentiment to close on. Andy, anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Just thank you to the three of you for always being so great in our community and sort of taking the lead in a lot of ways as well. And to everyone else that's part of the patronage, Discord, the WhatsApp group, the additional WhatsApp group, where we just slag off the People's Champion and the brothers. Yeah, everyone's so great. And yeah, and kudos to you, Matt, for the effort you put into making this show what it was. It was so clever. And basically, I just bombarded you with, you know, pretty much infinitive notes, and you've managed to pull together a really nice, tidy show and then keep it all together in your head as we went along through the show, which I couldn't do. I had one job, play piano, and then my little bonus job was to play a little laser sound on. Completely fucked up.
No, I changed that because they kept going sequentially, 100, 200, 300, and I was like, well, he's going to rattle off back to back here.
Oh, you changed it mid-show? Okay.
Yeah, mid-show. So that was not. That was just, okay, well, maybe we can get a daily double going somebody else's way.
Yeah. I basically had, I chose no sounds from the soundboard of what's called world instruments, because at the end of that is lasers and explosions and whatever. I didn't choose any sounds from there to build out the songs, specifically so that I could just keep world on 117, which is laser. And then every time you guys were picking, I would have it on world ready to go. And then you'd go like, you know, Nepo Babies for 200. Like, right, okay, back to piano, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then I just had in my head, Nepo Babies 400, before and after 400. So anytime that came up, and then as soon as you, and I did it, and then I scrolled down to it, and it wasn't highlighted. So,
yeah, that was, I'm the one that screwed you on that.
No, it's all good. What a fun concept. Yeah, and it's great. Yeah, I've obviously got to watch Jeopardy now.
It's a fun game. There's a reason it's been around for 40 years.
I will say that medley was the coolest thing on this show that you've done. That was really awesome.
Oh, thank you very much. Really fun to do.
Not to downplay the other incredible things you've done, but that was really awesome.
That was really fun. I think for the behind the scenes kind of stuff, having a wood block arpeggioed for that sound there, that wood block sound.
Lieutenant.
Yeah, and just I put it on arpeggio at the right tempo and just had that. And it kind of replicates what it does on the soundtrack, which is kind of like that, which I couldn't have done the two different time signatures, but all the two different rhythms. But it was as close as I could get. And I was quite proud of that when I figured out how to do it. But that and the medley, yeah, I appreciate it. It was really fun.
Really cool.
Yeah, it was really fun. It was nice to play scores in the main show as well, because I got to play a little bit more. Because obviously normally it's wagered with you know, three notes, four notes, blah, blah, blah. So it's nice to just be able to play whatever. Yeah, no, great show. You guys did so well. And yeah, in Houston, you maintain your leaderboard position.
Yeah. I don't know if this one
that 43,000 is going on the scoreboards.
Well, it's 4,300. Let's not go too high.
My apologies.
What's interesting is that Matt now has the second position on the leaderboard from previous games, and presumably the last position on 0 points. Is that right?
Now, last position would technically be Andrew at -4.
The whole gamut.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. It must happen. If we played real Jeopardy rules, it must happen that people end up on negative, do they? Mm-hmm. And then they're just out for the final round. Is that what it is?
Yeah. No. They just can't play.
Okay. Wow. Crazy.
All right. Well, our thanks to the three of you for joining us, to all our patrons that helped put today's show together with fantastic category suggestions, and then the movies that could help populate those lists. We really appreciate it. It made the job that much more manageable. And it was fantastic to get so many different people's input, and they were all just as excited. So hopefully they enjoy it as much as we did recording it. And gentlemen, it was always, as always, it's a pleasure to see the three of you. And I'll have your handles in the description below, so you can hit them up over there. And you can follow Andy at STS_AndyM, and you can follow me at Matt Nost. That is it for this week's Settle the Score. Until next week, adios.